Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
So, you know, I was just in Washington, D.C. last week. That was cool. I went through the Holocaust Museum with my son. At the end of it, I made a couple of interesting observations. The Holocaust Museum, a lot of what is in it is based on a lie. They say that the point of it is to make sure it never happens again, but then they ensure that it does by lying. So I asked a question. How many people, after going through the museum, it's very disturbing, and you walk out of there, there's a pall over you. How many people did the Nazis kill? He said, well, 6 million Jews, and then there's 3 million more. So I said, nope, wrong. How many people did the Nazis kill? Well, it could be higher than 10. Nope, wrong. How many people did the Nazis kill? The correct answer is zero. The Nazis killed zeros. Zero people. What? Are you a Holocaust denier? No. No, I'm into real history. The reason it's a trick question is there were no Nazis. If you had gone up to the members of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, you know, the guys with that swastika on their arms and their uniforms, the lightning, Signal, and you had said, are you a Nazi, in German, they would have looked at you like you were nuts. They wouldn't have known what you were talking about. What? They called themselves the NSDAP. So if you'd said to them in German, are you a member of the NSDAP? They said, you would say, yes, I am. Where did the term Nazi come from? New York Times. Washington Post. See, they had a problem because they're socialists. And they didn't want anyone to know that the 6 to 10 million people murdered by the National Socialist German Workers' Party were actually murdered by socialists. They had a problem. So they had to fix it. So they started calling them Nazis. And it worked. It worked like a charm. So you walk through the Holocaust Museum, which itself is dedicated to a lie. A pretty big one, actually. That lie is that the people who did this were called Nazis. And the left has been genius throughout all of time in changing their names. So you can never catch on that they're all the same people. The biggest lie in the Holocaust Museum, and there are so many, is that they refer to the Nazis as a right-wing nationalist party. They were nationalists, but they were not right-wing. They were socialists. That's a left-wing party. Go ahead and try to book a booth to speak at CPAC, the national conservative conference as a socialist party. You will not get one. We reject socialists. It's what we fight. But right there in the Holocaust Museum, it says that they were a right wing, but they were not. Only once anywhere in the Holocaust Museum, in a single paragraph, okay, they do use the acronym twice, could I find even a mention of who did this killing? The paragraph reads like this. In the 1920s, Hitler's National Socialist German Workers' Party, known as the NSDAP, was widely discounted as a radical group. It describes them as a right-wing nationalist party. The socialists murdered all those people. They'll do it again. They just change their name and do it again. It's what they do. It's who they are. Never changes. And one of the things they are brilliant at is blaming the other side, those who opposed them and wanted freedom for their crimes. They are very good at it. And they're doing it again. They're doing it right now, actually. It's been repeated over and over and over by the American media, once again lying, that the new Italian prime minister is a fascist. And Italy hasn't seen a rise of fascism since Benito Mussolini. He killed a lot of people. About 2,000 went around killing his political opponents. This is reported. Go get Google. It's all over Google. Yeah, that's it. First rise of fascism, right-wing party since Benito Mussolini. Okay. How do they get to that lie? Well, nationalism is right-wing, so he is right-wing. Well, Chinese are nationalists. You think they're right-wing? No. Cubans are nationalists. Think they're right-wing. They're not. Being nationalist is something throughout history, you know, loving your nation, being proud of your nation, or being forced to be proud of your nation, as in the case of the USSR, they were very nationalist. Still are today, the Russians are. Is that right-wing? No. But the left has done the most brilliant hose job on this. So they are painting. Giorgia Meloni as a fascist. And reporting with a straight face. Why is this the first rise of fascism? She says, wait, we haven't seen this. This is Benito Mussolini, the dictator. Oh. What was he, right-wing or fascist? Okay, well, let's go on Google. Let's look at this. What was Mussolini's political philosophy? Anybody know? Socialism. Oh, there we go again. A socialist with a long trail of bodies behind him. We have socialists running our country right now. We hope to clear them out in the midterms. Benito Mussolini was a socialist. To win election, he adopted fascist policy. What is fascism? Well, let's look that up on Google. Let's use Google's definition of fascism. It's socialism with a capitalist veneer. It's basically where you're a socialist country, but you allow all of your friends and associates, think Hunter Biden, 10% for the big guy, to get rich while ruling everybody else as slaves. So the media is lying to you. They're telling you that she is a fascist. How do we know she's fascist? Well, she's right wing. They're always fascist. No, they're not. Socialists are fascist. And CNN's followers lap it up, and they want them to run around in terror that this could happen here. But the only thing that the new prime minister of Italy has advocated for is freedom. That's what scares them the most. But I wanted you to hear this. I wanted you to hear how fake our media is and how much they lie and how good the left is at hiding who they are by changing their name. After, you know, each time they take over a country and destroy it. Sometimes it's citizens, too. This is Matteo Renzi. He is a left-winger. Hardcore left-winger, leader on and off of the challenging left-wing party there. He just got his rump kicked by the right-wingers, Giorgia Meloni, the new Italian prime minister, who I'm incredibly excited about because she won heavily in left-wing areas. This is why the elites were terrified. And so he goes on CNN. And so they naturally ask him, hey, you're seeing the rise of fascism again right there in Italy. Look, it's like Benito Mussolini. And democracy's in danger. He's a left winger. He starts his statement off by saying, we grew up together in politics. We have opposed each other. I do not agree with her, he says, and I am going to fight everything she's doing. Naturally, he's a leftist. But then he says, this idea that this is fascism, which has been repeated on the loop by the Washington Post, the New York Times, the American media, he said, that is fake news. Democracy is not in danger. This is not fascism. Because they remember what Mussolini was like, and it was terrible. And he's a left winger. And I want to do this so you can understand how the American media lies. This is the same left-wing American media that covered up for the Nazis and still did today. That does not want you to know that the Nazis, if asked if they were Nazis, would have been like, what? Who? No, we're not Nazis. We're NSDAP. Who's that? The National Socialist German Workers' Party. They should have added, and mass murderers. They're socialists. That's why we should fear socialism today, but they don't want you to know that. Here's Matteo Renzi, left winger, head of the opposition party, defending Giorgia Meloni, saying fascism is not back in Italy. That is fake news.
She's my rival. We will continue to fight each other. But the ideas are now there is a risk of fascism in Italy is absolutely a fake news. She won election, particularly because populism a lot of times won in Italy.
It's fake news. Populism's popular. We lost. I'm going to continue to oppose her, he says. I don't agree with her, but there's no fascism. Okay, why is the American media doing this? You have to understand. You have to understand what half this country has been put through by them. And you're left with our left-wing friends on the other side. The plurality, about 42 to 46% of this country, is living in psychological terror. They think they lived through a coup by Vladimir Putin. They think Vladimir Putin installed his puppet, Trump, and that they nearly lost their democracy that they never had because this is a republic. By the way, they think they live in a democracy. Now they think they are seeing the rise of Benito Mussolini-style fascism around the world. They are in terror, okay? So if you flip on one of their stations, I mean, it's now two, three, four times a week you see leadership of the Democrat Party telling them to pick up a gun and go kill people. That might sound a little kooky, but when you understand what they think they've been through for the last 4 years, I mean, they are battle scarred, man. They think they're fighting fascism. Well, there is a left winger on CNN telling you, no, I oppose her. I'm going to try to beat her. She's not a fascist. Democracy's not in danger in Italy. What are you even talking about? You're nuts. This is fake news. I just want you to understand. I'm going to work on my trolls. I do that every day. How they lie to you, to manipulate you and turn you against your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your friends, to tear the country apart with lies. That's what they're good at.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.